start off here with an injury report offensively. Come on down here, Linz. Rashard Matthews, we'll work him out tomorrow. He's probably still day-to-day, but we're anticipating him being back, hopefully. Delaney, same ankle he's dealt with. He'll probably be day-to-day. Same routine we've been doing, same program. We'll let him. We'll monitor him during the week, see how he's come along. Probably the most serious injury was Daquan Jones with a torn bicep. He'll be out, and we'll have surgery on it, and we'll be placed on IR. Logan Ryan with the concussion. Again, we'll see how he goes through the protocol. And again, that's day to day. Derek Morgan with a knee sprain. Again, we'll see how he is day to day. And Sly Williams with an ankle sprain. So we had a few bumps and bruises in that one. Physical game and had more than the norm.
Williams day to day also?
Yes, yeah. He looked good. He looked actually good this morning, but again, we'll see. Give him another day tomorrow.
How much hate for Daquan? I know he didn't come back on IR, but he could play really well.
Yeah, I mean, these last two games, probably the best two games for sure this year that he's played back to back with the sack number and just being really disruptive up front. Really disappointing to see him get injured like he did.
Is it kind of a communal replacement for him? Do you move various linemen?
Yeah, I mean, we have a pretty good rotation how things go anyhow during games. Austin obviously will fill that need. David King, who's been on the inactives for however many weeks, he'll be, again, we're talking today, he'll be up. If we were playing today, he'd come up and be in that rotation.
Is he a pretty high investment in Austin being a second-round pick? You know, what does this opportunity mean for him?
Good. I mean, I don't think he gets credit for what he does production-wise for the number of snaps that he plays a game. I mean, he does not have the numbers, obviously, that Jarrell or Daquan have, maybe not even Klug. But Austin's done a pretty good job when he's had his opportunities. And so that's a good thing for us.
How many times did Daquan just get caught? How did sometimes just freak injuries? What
just
happened?
Freak, got caught in a pile.
Stocker bringing him on board, what that means. I guess I'm assuming he fits that true blocking tight end mode like you talked
actually,
about.
He can do that. He can move, be an F. I mean, the versatility was what we like. Can block the point, can move, can line up in the backfield as a fullback. Bless you. Does have some special teams value as well. There's a lot of things he can do for you. Got a lot of game experience. A lot of game experience, so just gives us another option.
See it all, any similarities, I guess, to maybe a Fasano or something? Like
I'd say very similar, yeah. Just, again, just having all that play time under his belt.
Mike, at this point, now you've got two straight road games and you're going to staying in Arizona at this point. What's the challenge in keeping everyone focused, you know, having won 6 of 7 at this point and staying focused on the task at hand?
I don't think it's going to be as challenging as people think. This is a pretty locked-in team right now. They know where they're at. We know what we have to do. Again, they know we're going on the road this week to play the Cardinals, and that's it. Went over logistics this morning to kind of get it all out of the way. So when we come back in here Wednesday, there's no more talk of travel, lodging, meals, all that stuff. It's all about the Cardinals, and it will be. And, again, we'll talk about next week as next week approaches, but this week's all Cardinals. Not much is going to change from the schedule other than leaving Friday.
When you debated how you wanted to handle this, what led to the decision to stay out there next week and just how you plan to attack them in those two games?
A lot of research went into it in the offseason. Again, looking at all the options, looking even back to where we would be here with weather-wise, didn't want to be caught here where we'd have to be in the bubble on the turf if we could help ourselves. The travel obviously has some big play into it, and I think it's good for our team to be around each other this time of the year where we're at. I think it's going to be good for just getting closer than we already are.
Does it almost give it a camp-type atmosphere because where guys are not going home and going their separate ways after every day's work?
Well, I'm assuming it's going to be that way. I haven't done this before. I would think it would be that way. I mean, we're going to be around each other a lot, and I think these guys like being around each other. They do.
You've moved away from Fowler the last 2 weeks. Now you sign a guy that can obviously line up in similar positions, and you're touting his special teams ability. What's this tell us maybe about Jolston's role?
He still has a role. And again, there's it's a fullback role. He can't line up and play, block the point. Again, we have some options. That's the good thing about it. We have a lot of guys right now at that position, which it's a tough position to find, that can play multiple roles. Jolston is still part of it. We'll decide on him when we put the game plan together.
Now that you've looked at some of the film, what do you think the biggest difference was as to why you guys were able to start off so effectively in the run game as opposed to the last few games?
I thought we played better up front. I mean, I did. That starts with those guys for sure. Our double teams were better. Our combination blocks were better. Our sustains were better. We had better blocks from the outside. We did things better.
Did you open up the run with the passes from the game plan?
Not purposely. There's a lot of thought that goes into trying to, again, that first drive, you're trying to get something going. A lot of thought goes into that, but it wasn't about trying to set up the run. We're just how to attack them would be the most, how most effectively can we do it.
More about your decision to put LaShawn on Hopkins. How did you feel at the end of that game? How do you think he did looking back at this?
He played well. He played very well. And again, we did some things defensively that helped him. I mean, I'm sure you saw we had Jayon out there jamming him, which he should have done the same thing on the interception. He was supposed to be out there jamming him again. We gave LaShawn some help, just like we did with Logan before the injury. I thought we had a good game plan to try to take him away, which is not very easy to do.
You like his length? I mean, is that a benefit to having a guy?
I like his, I like his length. I like his confidence. He's got a very quiet confidence about him. He doesn't say a lot. You guys know that about him. He's as quiet as a guy in the locker room as there is, but he speaks volume with his confidence in his play.
Is that the automatic change there and something to do with size as opposed to
moving the door? Somewhat, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, you talk about one of the more physical receivers in the league. It's Hopkins.
What can you take from preparing for Hopkins as far as facing Larry Fitzgerald?
Very similar what we've faced going through all these games. You know, the A.J. Greens, the Hopkins, the T.Y. Hiltons, the now Hall of Famer who's playing like a Hall of Famer. He's playing about as high a level as you can right now. And quarterback, trust him and just throwing it to him. And he's catching all of them from what I saw this past game.
What do you feel like you've gotten out of wide receiver screens overall this year? And what do you want to see happening with those maybe that hasn't?
Probably inconsistency, but those are – they're not really screens like you're there's a difference between the two. And what we've done in the last couple of weeks obviously haven't been blocked very good. So not good enough.
First few plays was a quick pass to Marcus to get in the rhythm. Was that intentional, and did you see that helping?
It wasn't intentional. It was we thought we would have guys open based on what they'd shown in coverage and how their adjustments to empty and our formations and some of the things we did. We thought we could get the ball out and make some, but it had nothing to do with getting Marcus comfortable. Had us making first downs on first down if we could.
Possibility for Shard coming back next week, I guess, how much does that impact your ability to get the ball downfield?
Well, we've had some big plays with Rashard. That'll help. That certainly will help. It's not like we didn't have an effort to do it yesterday. We wish we'd had a couple calls there when we did throw it down the field.
Henry, the play looked like the receiver had some space when the play took off. He just closed incredibly quickly.
On which play?
On the first and five, I guess, where you put the people out wide and had the three-man line. Henry formation is
the call?
Formation.
The line that I
pulled out. Oh, yeah. No, I think that's the first time I've heard that. No, it was.
That's what Mike Keith called.
Okay. we call it South Beach. Yeah, we do, because the first time we used it was in Miami. So we tried to figure out a formation for it, and that's what it was. And it was effective there. Wasn't effective yesterday just because of the block. You know, Harry's got to do a better job of blocking that. But there's lots of options on that play. Marcus took the right one, and if we get a block, we got a chance for a big play, just like we did in Miami.
Thank you.
he makes the catch on the sideline. I think you said it was designed to get a field goal, to get you close enough to wish to go for a fourth down. And plays like that, how contagious is that on a team when people see that?
Pretty contagious, I would think, or hard not to be. It's like when you have a negative play, how it sucks the wind out of you. Those kind of plays get everybody, gets their blood flowing. It's a great energy. Again, just get the ball in Delaney's hands, anything can happen. Have you seen that over a year? I mean, he just keeps doing it.
Is he underrated around the league, do you think? People don't talk
Not against the teams we're playing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I know the teams we're playing are trying to stop him.
Certainly value in being able to mount a comeback. You guys have done it 2 weeks in a row now. How do you jump on a team quicker, though? How do you tables?
Well, don't turn the ball over. That would help. Don't blow a coverage and don't miss a field goal. And those are three plays in the first half that had nothing to do with anybody but ourselves. Those three plays alone, it won't be 10-0.
Blaine was talking about this type of game 2 years ago, the type of game that you guys wouldn't win. How as a coach do you create a team that expects to win?
There's a trust in this room, and there's a lot of time together starting back in April when they first show up. As far as building that relationship and building the trust amongst each other and the camaraderie and the closeness of this team. They just starts back in April, and it continues to build. And if you win some of these games, they understand we can win them, and we have. And I think that has a lot to do with it. Just you don't want to have to do it, but we know we can.
Is that a carryover from last year? Do you obviously it's the last 2 years, and it's like 8-0 close games?
Yeah, I just think this is makeup of our team. We feel very good about winning every week against. Oh, go ahead. I'll be glad if you finish. No, we feel good about that. We have the ability to win, no matter what the score is. No matter we 60 minutes is what it's going to take to win these games. It's hard to win. If we got to win them like we're winning them, we're going to win them. We'll take that week in and week out.
Marcus was a beat late occasionally off a low shotgun snap. How much can that mess things up?
Pretty good bit, yeah. With your timing, that will definitely screw up your timing.
How did Corey do yesterday? Two catches, I think, for 12 yards. Doesn't seem like he was targeted a whole lot.
After reviewing it with the coaches, we feel like he's getting better every game. Both in the route running and for sure in the run game. I mean, he had a big block on Derek's run down there that. Actually, he had a really good block. If he'd have finished the block, we probably would have scored. He did. He created it, but that same guy that he blocked punched it out, down on the 9-yard line. Those are things, again, a young player's got to see. If he finishes this play, it's a walk-in touchdown.
You talk about John Ogie's ability as a blocker. Has he continued to prove it? And can you talk about the block he had on the goal line yesterday?
Big, again, same play we scored on him down at their place. Same block. He had as big a block there as he did yesterday. But he blocked, one time he got beat by Clowney. That's probably not a good matchup, Most of the game yesterday he blocked well and got recognized for it in the team meeting this morning.
What was the key against Clowney yesterday?
I thought we had a good plan, especially in the run game. And I thought our guys up front took it as a challenge. They all knew he was going to line up, and he did. He basically lined up over one of them at some point. And we had to block them, and they did a good job of blocking them.
Marcus and Derek both credited Lawan with seeing that flip play had a big chance, and he said he came over and tried to sell you on it during the timeout.
He did.
How easy a sale is that? How often does a guy make a pitch like that?
Him quite often. no, he was I'll give him credit for it. I mean, I can tell you it was already in discussion. But when you got a guy that, he comes over and he kind of confirms what you already think, that's a good thing. That makes it easier to make that play call.
What was it that the two powers just set it up to be?
Yeah, I mean, overloading the one side, again, just, based on where the defender is on the end of the line of scrimmage, if he does anything but come straight up the field, he's probably out of position. And Lawan just felt like he had leverage on the next guy inside, which I think was Cunningham, and he did. And they played it. They did. They did what the card said. In practice, if you do that, they did exactly what we needed them to do. And Harry had a big block out there on the corner.
How does Johnny's role change moving forward with the addition of Stocker?
We'll find that out when we get into game planning. We're just in the beginning stages of, you know, Arizona is not a familiar foe, so we got some work to do on these guys. So we're all sitting separately, putting our game plan together, and we're not near in those discussions yet.
How long would it take a guy that's not?
Not long. He's very intelligent. He's seen this offense in Atlanta is very similar. Same offense we ran in Atlanta. Dirk Cutter ran, same terminology, same everything. So it's very similar. Very good. Really good. Took what the defense allowed him to take. Got us all into all the right runs, all the right the zone read, the run for the touchdown, the throwaways when there wasn't anything there, all things that helped us win yesterday.
Has the right side of the offensive line kind of picked things up because you ran behind Klein and Conklin there on that fourth and short play?
We had better double teams yesterday than we had a week ago from those two. Definitely better.
You guys won 6 of 7, but I heard kind of national media last night, like the Titans still kind of blah, and I've even heard some callers, radio shows say.
It's perfect.
Are you okay then?
I'm fine with that.
Is that motivation?
I don't know. Yeah, it's noise. That's the noise we talk about.
So you're fine with being a dump truck?
Pretty quiet.
Tony Dungy said last night?
Is that what he called it? Yeah. Whatever that means. Whatever Tony Dungy says, yeah, I agree with Tony. Yeah.
Do you use that stuff with your guys at all when you talk to them? They don't believe in us. Just keep doing any of that stuff?
No. No, I don't. I mean, I think our guys know better. They know that the objective is to win every week, and we're trying to do that, and we're got to do it again. Got to win the next one.
You take dump truck as maybe a compliment?
I really don't know what it means. If it means we're boring and, you know, we're a load to handle, I'm okay with that.